Gemon Yerabayisai is not Chofetz Chaim Ba'alim, but of Halacha. Well, the Mishnah Berurah is Chofetz Chaim as well. Is as a schus for the refuah of Yosef Tov Ben Chaylish, Tav Refuah Shlem V'Korev, B'Sor Shol Choyle Yisrael. So, people came to me yesterday after the Shia, and they said, so what's wrong with May Peiros? What's wrong with Matzah Ashiro? Why can't Mitaka do it? Rav Moshe Feinstein said it's a good Eitzah. And yet, it seems that it's not common amongst us, Bichlal. I don't even know whether they sell Matzah Shira in the shops. And if they do, who buys them? Zogde Mechaba, Simen Tov Samach Beis, in Hilchas Pesach. Din Mei Peiros im Machmitzim. Do Mei Peiros make chomets? Zogde Mechaba, Mei Peiros Beloi Mayim Ein Machmitzim. That if you have a matzah, which you've baked, and it doesn't have to be a matzah, it could be a bread. You're baking something, but you're baking a bread which has no water in it whatsoever. It's made with, the Gemara gives the examples of honey, of milk, of oil, of egg whites, all sorts of alternatives, but there's absolutely no water in the mixture. Now the Mechaba holds May Peiros Ein Machmitzin. And if you make matzah out of it, that's what we call matzah ashiro. It's matzah which is made with flour and some other liquid apart from water.
Is there no water in matzah?
Absolutely no water whatsoever. If there's no water whatsoever, Zot the Mechaba May Peiros Ein Machmitzin, and because of that, I'm told, somebody yesterday, he told me, the Sfaradim eat matzah ashiro without any hesitation whatsoever. They're not worried at all.
So there's no water, only egg liquid.
It's egg liquid, yes. It's albumin, yeah, or it's oil, or it's milk. In fact, it's even yayin as well. I'm not sure whether yayin means wine to which no water has been added. So it's only the fruit juice.
Balls.
Pardon?
We can eat matzah balls.
No, but matzah
which is flour. And
it's not. Matzah balls are matzah.
Matzah, right?
Gebrocking is after you've got a kosher and matzah, then I'm going to grind up the matzah and make mixtures with it. Then I can make my cake with it, I can make my matzah balls. That's different. That's nothing, because once matzah is matzah, it can't become chometz. Here we're talking about flour.
Yeah.
I'm mixing flour with fruit juice, and I'm baking bread, cake, whatever I'm baking with it. Yeah, it says that the son of Mechaba, b'loy ma'im, machmitzim klal, and you can eat matzah ashiro, you can eat lechem ashiro. You could have a sliced Amazonia's bread, in theory. Yeah, well, Amazonia's breads have got water in them. But if it was 100% fruit juice, 100% fruit juice with water, without water and with flour, then you'd be allowed to eat it on Pesach according to the Mechaba.
Is it 18 minutes?
No, he says, Ein machmitzin, says the Mishnah Berurah, Kikon Yayin, V'Shem V'Huah Din Dvash, Cholov Shal Kolamashkim, etc., etc. And he says, Ein machmitzin klal, so the Mishnah, Afilu Heimipeos Chamutzin, even if it's acidic, even the fruit juice is acidic, it's orange juice or it's apple juice, it's got acid in it, Ein Machmitin Eso Iso. Then fruit juice and the other liquids cannot make it, therefore as far as Sfaradi is concerned. What?
It's based on Matzias or Halacha?
It's based on the Matzias. The Gemara says the Matzias is you can't, well, however you define chometz is when flour and water have risen.
That is chometz.
That's chometz. And if it's anything else but flour and water, it's flour plus any other liquid, then it cannot become chometz. As far as the Mechaba is concerned, that's the halacha. As far as the Sfaradim are concerned, that's the Mechaba. That's the halacha. The Ramon's going to come along and tell us that B'nai Ashkenaz don't rely on this. And that'll be B'leid, I'll tell you tomorrow.
The acid kills the yeast.
What?
The acid kills the yeast.
I don't know how the chemical reaction works. But the acid cannot spoil. There's no yeast.
No, but the axis stops it rising because it kills the ability for it to rise.
Faket, the svara is the other way around. That it could be that it's machmitz quicker. But the Mechaba says it's not machmitz ever. And the Mishnah Berurah says even if it's acidic.
Nobody here. Nobody here. What about the seal stuff? Sasa stuff first.
One year Rabbi Pimchi told us he could eat matzah shira. Yeah,
he had to be thrown. But the remote pastors, but the Ashkenaz don't rely on the centre.
Chazal, I mean, the Levonim nowadays don't want you to do it.
That's right.
People get mixed up.
That's right. Well, I don't know whether because people get mixed up,
they get mixed up. They'll eat matzah.
Started in the Turnaway, Northwest London. Thursday, Yud Beis Nissen, 10th of April. Rabbi David Zulzbacher Schlita, Heta of CM for Tanis Bechoris this year. This week's story has been sponsored by Family Strom Lechot Simchas of Bar Mitzvah of Avraham Yisrom Nereyoa, whose Bar Mitzvah took place last Shabbos. He wrote, and she said, Herob, Uskin of Rav Nacha, Semenim Kol Yitzeich, Rotzehem, Schos HaShvam, Ma'achayelim, Amel Chomo, Shach Zvul, Rotzehem, L'Shalom, Bim Heiro.
Good morning. Today is a very interesting day in Halacha. It's the 12th of Nisan, and there's a Machleikus in Shulchan Aruch if today is the Tanis Bechoris. So, in Shulchan Aruch it says, Im Chal Erev Pesach B'Shabbos, Yesh Eimrim She'Misanim HaBechoris B'Yoy B'Chabashi, today, V'Yesh Eimrim She'Ein Misanim Klal, there's B'Chlal no Tanis Bechoris. And the Ramah says, Aval Yesh Linoik K'Svara HaRishayla. The mice of the minig is, according to the first Svara, that we do have a Tanis Bechoris, and it was today. There are days in Rishonim that you need to fast tomorrow, Erev Shabbos. And that's be'emes what we do when the first day Pesach falls on Shabbos, the B'chayim Taka do fast on Erev Shabbos. But our minig is not like that, because Enoch Hanama, when Pesach falls on Shabbos, so the correct Zman is Erev Shabbos, they would fast on Erev Shabbos. But since this year, anyway, we're not going to fast on Erev Pesach because it's Shabbos, Memeila we're Makdimit. If you're Makdimit, you're not going to be Makdimit to Erev Shabbos. If you're anyway Makdimit, you're Makdimit to Friday, to Thursday. This is very similar to when Tanis Esther, we need to arrange Tanis Esther when Purim falls on a Sunday. So obviously we don't fast on Shabbos. And we don't fast on Erev Shabbos either. We makdim it to Thursday. The truth is that this fast of Tanis Bechoris is very similar to Tanis Esther. Because many people ask the question, Bechlau, what's the inyan of Tanis Bechoris? What's it all about? The Mekoyer is a Maseches Sofrim. And the Tor explains, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, Zeichel Nes Shenitzulu Mimakas Bechoris. It's to remember the miracle that the Bechorim was saved from Achas Bechorus. So there's a very strong question on that. Where do we find that if you're saved from a danger, you fast? The Jewish way is when you're saved from a danger, you eat. That's definitely the usual way. There's an incredible thought of the Zidachiva. The Zidachiva claims this accident, it was Nigla Min HaShemayim, that there's a mistake in the original Maseches Sofrim. Instead of saying HaBechoris Mis'anin, as Algius is, it's HaBechoris Mis'anagim, from the word Oineg. It's a very big Shverkai to say that's the Pshat in the Maseches Sofrim. In the context is talking about we don't fast in Nisan, but the Bechoris fast on Erev Pesach. And Bechlal to change the gear, the truth is, it's irrelevant because Shulchan Aruch paskens that the Bechorim do fast on Erev Pesach. So the Chassam Sofer and others explain that Tanis Bechorim has that similarity to Tanis Esther. What's Tanis Bechorim all about? In the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was a gzeira that the Bechorim were going to die that night. And there was a danger that would apply to the Jewish Bechorim as well. So to avert that disaster, they fasted on the 14th of Nisan. The reason why the Bechorim fast today is a zecher to that Tanis. In other words, it's not a Tshuvadika Tanis, it's a zecher Tanis, which is exactly the same as the Tanis of Tanis Esther. According to the Mishnah Berurah and the Levush, the reason why we fast on Tanis Esther is because in the time of Shushan, when they went to war, they fasted. Vibalt it's a zecher, that's how we can understand why the Bechorim are fasting. It's not a sad fast. Even Tanis Esther is not a sad fast. It's a zecher dikah fast.
So the Bechorim fasted in Mitzrayim?
Yes, as I stated in the Chassam Sefer. He says, and tell me, where's the makor that they fasted by Tanis Esther? No makor. It's a mistaba that they fasted when they went to war.
No.
This is not the pshat of the of the Mishnah Berurah. No, when they went to war, mistaba they fasted. That's the loshen of the Mishnah Berurah and the Levush. What?
How did they fast when they had the Korban Pesach?
The first year, they ate the Korban Pesach by night.
They fasted
in the day so that they would not be killed at night. That's the Zeich.
That was the day before the Korban Pesach.
Yeah, no, the day of Shechting, Erev Pesach. They ate the Korban Pesach at night, after the fast. Okay. So just like Tanis Esther would have been more fitting to be on Friday when Purim falls on Sunday, because that's the nearest to the day when they actually fasted. But because of COVID Shabbos, we move it to Thursday. That's the same thing here as well. Now, even though usually the Gemara says we're never makdim matanis, as they state by Tisha B'Av, but that's only when the tanis is because of peronis, because of a bad thing that happened, or because of a tshuvadik thing. But here, that the tanisim of tanis b'chayrus and tanis esther is a zeichadik tanis, then you can be makdim it. Some people, even by tanis esther, use the expression, the rishonim, it's a tanis shel simcha. Now, the opinion that we don't fast at all this year, says the Mishnah Berurah, since the whole tannis is only a minug, since we've been pushed off anyway, memela nitzchel gamri gets completely pushed off. So I've got a kasha on that. If so, why don't we say the same thing by tannis esther? If anyway we're not doing it the right time, push it off completely. Like there's a day ahead in Shulchan Aruch when it comes to tannis b'chayim. So the answer to that question is, because the Rishonim say there's another reason why we fast on Tanis Esther. The other reason is, connected to Tanesim, which Mordechai and Esther instituted, which was in the month of Nisan. So since we can't fast in Nisan, they pushed it back to Adar. Therefore, it's not miyuchad specifically for the 13th of Adar, Tanis Esther. Because anyway, it's in the wrong place. It should have been in Nisan. Since we're pushing it back, we might well push it back another couple of days to the Thursday before Purim. Masha Einkein, when it comes to Tanis B'chayim, it's specifically the day before Pesach, because that's when they fasted. If anyway you can't do it on that day, so that opinion of Shulchan Aruch holds, we push it off completely. The Maisa, the halacha is, we paskin like the Ramah, that today the B'chayim Achayev to fast. However, this year, because it's been nitcha backwards, there are many kulas. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld writes that since it's not in its correct time, we can be makel if a person feels even in the slightest bit unwell, he's able to break this fast. And you can be mitzarev shittus Rabbeinu Yechiel. Rabbeinu Yechiel writes that even on an ordinary tanis b'chayim, it's not a complete fast, you can still have fruit and mina tagima. The Mishnah Berurah also mentions this tanis, even on an ordinary day, that if you're not feeling well, if you've got a headache or eyeache, you can be seimach on Rabbeinu Yechiel and you can break your fast. But what the Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld said, this year you could be even more makel. And the Kaf HaChaim says, we know the minhag is, if a person has a child who's a bechor, so the father's chayev to fast for him. This year, because it's Shlei Bizmanai, we're makel on that point. Lemaisa, lemaisa. Bechorim don't fast on Erev Pesach. Also, look, everybody goes to shul, go to a siyum, and that way they pattern themselves. I'm not aware of lechatchila any bechorim who actually fast. I am aware of somebody who overslept and missed all the siyum, and Taga had to fast all the way through till Seder night. Oh, but lemaisa we are soimach on a siyum. The shaila is, what is the heter of this siyum? Where do we find that you can get out of a tannis by going to a sudas siyum? And bichlal, the heter which we use for this seum seems to be so far-fetching, how much we are matir through this seum. Let me just give you a few examples. Are you allowed, bechlal, to have a seum which you maybe finished the Masechta a couple of days ago and you waited for Erev Pesach to finish the last line? Lemaisa, we are makel with that for this seum. Another question. Are you allowed, after you've had your seum, to go carry on eating the rest of the day? The emes is, a bechoyer goes to the seum and he's patted for the rest of the mechatesa. The Siddus Mitzvah should be butter. What about the rest of the day? Next Ha'ora. We allow people, even if they haven't learnt anything, they just go along, somebody else learns, and the Mishtatav in the Siyam. What happens even if you're not invited to the Siyam? You don't even know who the person is making the Siyam. You just turn up in Shul. Somebody at the front makes a Siyam and you join in. Lamaisa, we allow these things. Some people even go as far as to say that even if you weren't in Shul, somebody goes to Shul, takes some cake, and brings it home for you, and that's how you're parted. That's how far it can stretch. Another Ha'ora. Let's say Yutaka are allowed to break your fast by having a Siyam. But it's got to be a Siyam, not a bit of coconut macaroons at the back of Shul. Actually, it's got to be a proper Siyam. It's a Siyam. It's a Siyam. It's a Siddus Mitzvah.
It should be.
And yet it's not.
It should be.
I'm asking on the Minhag Olam. Be'ikah, what is the Makor for this Siyam? Adarabba. The Mogen Avraham writes in this halacha, he brings from the Marash HaLevi that the Bechorim are allowed to eat if they're invited to a Sudas Bris Mila. V'hamachme tovoy olav brocha finishes off the Mogen Avraham, Umedina Isenu noagula hachmir. Our minhag is that even if you're invited to a Sudas Bris Mila, we're machmir that Bechorim are not allowed to even buy a bris. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, quotes this Mogen Avraham, and he finishes off. It has become the minhag nowadays in our countries, lehokel, to be mekel, velecho besudas siyam maseches, not only a bris mila. It has now become the minhag in many places to be makel to eat at a Siyam Masech. It's a very big chiddush here of the Mishnah Berurah, because the whole het of the Mogen Avraham, according to those people who are Samech on the Heta, was a Sudas Bris. And the Mishnah Berurah adds even a Siyam. Also, we see from the Mishnah Berurah that this was a relatively new minhag, because he says, Noyagim Kahayoim. Mashma, sometime between the Mogen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, things changed. So what exactly happened? At the back of the Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda, there's a Tshuva from the Talmud of the Noida B'Yehuda, that the Tshuva Me'ahava. I'm going to give you a couple of dates. He lived from 1754 to 1826. He says like this, discussing that Mogen Avraham, who allowed it, at least according to some, by a bris mila, although the Mogen Avraham's minhag was to be machmir. Nirolan yastati, says the Tshuva Me'ava, dafka mila, shezman mekuvua. It's a fixed time. If the baby was born 8 days ago, so today is a zman mekuvua. That's a Sudas mitzvah which you can break your tanis on. Ava Sudas siyam, vadai eloi ro. You cannot allow Sudas siyam. Dakirna, I remember. Kat Havina Talia, when I was a young child, and he was a Bechor. V'sha'alti es Raboisai Rabbeinu HaGodol, I asked my great Rebbe, the Noida B'Yehuda, Im she'uchal lasos siyam, if I, personally, can make a siyam. U'michu b'yodi, he objected. Gam nichras b'chutzos al pi bezdin, they put notices in Prague, in all the shuls, and this is the notice. Misha oisa sudasiyam be'erev Pesach, if somebody tries to get out of the fast by having a siyam in erev Pesach, sheloi al pi hayroas chachomim. This is not according to what the chachomim say. Ribki ve'ega, darki limchois. It was my mahalach to object ba'oisam shemachavnin l'sayim b'chdei lechol u'lehazmin hakoyim. I was meicha those people who are mechavim to make a siyum in order to eat and to invite other people. The korban asano, tanis b'chayrim, l'sayim maseches k'dei lehavkia min hatzoyim, to make a siyum, to get out of the fast, ein nireli klau din b'zeh. These g'dei lehavkia lived in a similar tkufa. We'll soon see exactly the dates. What you do see, however, is that this heta was beginning to make its rounds, but the gedolim were all against it. The three gedolei ador, the Nodav Yehuda, Reb Kiva Eiger, and the Korban Asan, the Chassam Sofer, also wrote against it. The beginnings of a heta came from the son of the Korban Asanel. The son of the Korban Asanel writes, I was asked by a bechor who was very weak, by fasting, it would be extremely difficult, say tonight, to recite the mitzvahs. So the son of the Korban Asal says, Omarti loy, sheyachzor eizer mesechas, du chazor on a mesechta, veyase siyum be'erev Pesach, and you personally make a siyum in Erev Pesach, v'yafriu loy tanis acheres, but you're going to have to make up the fast another day. So at best, what was the heta? He personally could make a seer because it's going to affect him and say tonight, but even that doesn't get him completely out of the tanis. He's going to have to make up for it another time. How did the heta become from the Mogen Avraham, who didn't even want a bris milah, to the Mishnah Berurah, who says nowadays that has become the minhag? And we see in between the Gedolim are moicha against it. The Korban Asanel lived from 1687. Reb Kiva Eiger died in 1837. This tkufa was the tkufa of the Gedolim who were aware of the siyum, but were all moicha against it. I think everything turned round on a tshuva written by Reb Shlomo Kluger. Reb Shlomo Kluger, by the way, was extremely anti-machine-baked matzahs. Here, however, he comes with an incredible kula. Now, he lived 1785 to 1869, so he's one tkufa after Reb Kiva Eiger, overlapped a bit, but the next doyer. And he writes, the bechoros need to fast on Erev Pesach, but that's only if a person feels in himself that even if he's fasting, he's able to eat Seder night properly with an appetite, then he's chayev to fast. Avalim ha'adam cholush. But if it's a weak man, shebiyoyim shehu misane, on a day that he's fasting, eino yochel lechol belayla klal, he won't be able to eat at all at night. Machmas chulshas hatanis shalayoyim, because he's become weak from fasting today, or he's not having benefit from achilas matzah, which he's supposed to be eating. But listen to the next few words of Shlomo Kluger. Osur lehisanos be'erev Pesach. It is forbidden for him to eat an erev Pesach, or mitzvah loy shaloy lehisanos hayem. It's a mitzvah for him not to fast, k'day lechel matzah l'tiovin, in order that tonight he's mekayim his mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah l'tiovin. It's also for him to fast. It's a mitzvah for him to eat. Now notice, he has not mentioned anything about a siyum. He's talking about stam. He was matir people who are weak. He doesn't say everyone. You've got to look at yourself. But if you know that you fasting, it's going to affect your Seder night, then it's osa for you to fast. I think this tshuva, when it came out from Reb Shlomo Kluger, caused a huge commotion in the Torah world, because he's uprooting something which is written in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch it says that you need to fast. He actually brings rayas, which we're not going into. But lemaisa, he's going against Shulchan Aruch. It caused a big commotion.
Why is it against Shulchan Aruch?
Because Shulchan Aruch is... I'm not about this here, generally.
Why?
Habachoyrus Masanim Be'erev Pesach.
Any time there's somebody who's cholosh will get a heter not to fast.
To such a heter, because by night you're not going to be eating but to oven, it's not stam a weak person. It's much more than that, because you're not going to be... I could get through the fast, but tonight I'm going to have a headache, a stomach ache. It's much, much more kuladik. I would like to suggest a theory. What actually happened was, this tshuva of Reb Shlomo Kluger caused a big rash in the Torah world. People saw there's a big heter from Reb Shlomo Kluger. And the Chachmei HaDor understood that people are going to use this heter. What they felt was, we can't just give a carte blanche heter, get rid of Tanis B'chayim. Because once you started, oh, you feel a bit weak, nobody's going to be fasting. So what they did was, they took an existing heter of the Mogen Avraham, which means there is an existing heter that if you're invited to a bris milah, which is a sudas mitzvah, then you don't need to fast. They took that sudas mitzvah and they said to everybody, go to a siyum, go to a sudas mitzvah, and that way you can break your fast. But underlying, it wasn't the siyum which was the mate. The heter was chalishas hadoris. In fact, Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe, when he discusses this, he says, that most people mitzat chulshas hadoris, because of the chalishas, the generations have become weaker. Ein misanin ela oisin siyum. What does Ramesha say? The yosoid aheta is because chalishas hadoris. By the way, Ramesha says ruba deruba. Mashma, there was a miut of people b'chayim who were fasting. The Lashon of the Oruch HaShulchan seems even stronger. The Oruch HaShulchan says, Omon ato ze kamo doiris. Many generations now already from before the Oruch HaShulchan, Shemekilin legamri betanis b'chayrim. V'hayinu b'siyim masechta. They're very makel, they go to a siyim. V'loy levad haloy me. This is the things we were mentioning earlier. Not just the person himself would be learning it. All the b'chayrim sit around him as he finishes, and they finish with him, whatever that means. They say a few words, or they listen to him, and they eat. Says Aruch HaShulchan, the ein yodea me'ein lohem lohokel kohach. I don't know where this heter comes from. Im loishenema, unless we have to say, the same expression, the generations have become weak. Rav be'erev Pesach, and erev Pesach, there's a lot to do. V'achilas morer gamkein einu yofel lebrius, and eating morer or an empty stomach is not good. Ulechein yachshavu es atzmon ke'einom yochelim lesadis. They are considered, therefore, they're not able to fast. And since ultimately the din of Talis Pesach is only a minhag, lo michu chachmei hador b'zeh. So the Chachamim were not meicha v'tzorichin, and he still finishes off with a tzorichin. But it's mashma that the Oruch HaShulchan says that the yosoid haheta here is chalishas hadoris. That's why they are soimach themselves to have a seal. It seems that the Mishnah Berurah is like one half a generation after the Oruch HaShulchan, and he is the one who says to Kayyoyim, nowadays it has become almost mutter through Mekisim, and he doesn't even bring that Yesh Lahachmir. And it seems to be, because if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, he also, though not quoting Reb Shlomo Kluger, he also says very clearly that since it's only a minhag, and if you're not feeling well, you're allowed to break your fast. And Memela, he's matter so easily to go to a siyum. That's why I think we have all these strange kulas when it comes to Tanis B'chayim. We asked Bechlal, are you allowed to arrange a siyum dafka to fall on Erev Pesach if you finished a couple of days earlier? And all those ha'oras we asked about, you didn't actually join in the Siyam. Underlying, the Siyam is not the Heta. The Heta is Chalishus HaDeiris. In fact, the Minchas Yitzchok, he says, we quoted a Zidda Tshuva earlier, who says an incredible pshat, that there's a mistake in the original Girsa of the Maseches Sofrim. Maseches Sofrim is a Habachoris Misanin. He says it should say Misangim. So Avada, the Menchus Yitzchok says, Lemaisa Shulchan Aruch says Misanin. But he says, we've got so many heterim, you could throw that sniff in also to allow people to eat. But be Yisodai, it's Chalishas Hadoyus. That is the heter. Novos. No Rav is going to Paskin or Stab. As I told you earlier, I know of a Bocha who overslept. Yeah, the Rav is not going to say, okay, you can break your fast. No, he has to fast the whole day. Unless he then comes and he says he's so weak. What the Chachma HaDeiris said was, we know the Deiris are weak. Go to a Siyam which has a framework of a Sudas Mitzvah. Although, Mehilchus Siyam, if that was the only matter, it would not be enough, all those Heterim we mentioned earlier. I wanted to suggest a very big chiddush. I was afraid to say it. But Baruch Hashem, I found that Tzvi Pesach Frank says it. He said, this year, when are the Bechurim fasting? Today. Today is not Erev Pesach. Today we don't have the worry of eating matzah and maror tonight. So Eibazoi, the heter of Chalishas HaDeiris falls away. And as I stated to Pesach Frank, he says there's much more reason to be machmir on Tanis Bechiris this year, although the mice of the poskim we mentioned, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld said, since anyway it's been pushed off, we can be much more mekel. But according to this svara, it's actually a very good reason to be machmir this year, because we don't go tonight into a Seder night. The Mishnah Berurah does mention that if by fasting today, it's going to be difficult to do B'dikas Chometz. Why? Because you're not allowed to eat until you finish doing B'dikas Chometz. Like on Tanis Esther, you're not allowed to eat until after the Megillah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what do you do in that case? V'im kosher lehem atanis b'yom chamishi, mishum tetzorech livdek ha-chometz b'layla, because of tonight, ulepa'omim yesh loy har bechadorim livdek. Yeah? So we're not talking about a 14-year-old boy because he lets his father do it. Yeah? But the father's got a lot to do tonight and he's fasting today. Ve'enu rashai lisoit koidim abedika. You're not allowed to eat before the bedika. Yitoim ma'at koidim abedika. So Mishnah Berurah is matim. He can't eat a little bit before the bedika. Or yitzave la'ache livdoik. Or ask somebody else to do it. That would be a much bigger shayla when it comes to Seder night. Obviously, you can't ask somebody else to eat for you. What about being toyim something before the mitzvah halayla? Not so poshut that you'd be allowed to do that on Seder night. Lemais, as we mentioned here, as the Mishnah Berurah says, today, Bechorim go to Siyumim, and it's not even questioned. And the underlying heter, which we saw from Ramosha Feinstein, is because of the Chalishas HaDeir. And the suggestion which we're saying is that after the Gedolim were Meicha, then came along Rav Shlomo Kluger, and he didn't even mention the Siyum. He said, the whole thing, if you're feeling weak and it's going to affect you on Seder night, you don't need to fast at all. They didn't want to accept that in its totality. Therefore, they were Mitzarif, the idea of a Siyum, put those things together, and in Mela, they were Matarit. I wish everybody Shasha Pesach Kedyomtev.
I'm not sure if I saw him. So anyway, about not doing my teeth, not sewing my mouth this morning.
What?
I think I saw some. I don't know where. Till the seum.
Yes.
I didn't do. I did not. I teach it as a talent. I didn't do.
But are you eating now?
Yeah.
The teretz. No, the seum is not the matter. It's weaker day.
Definitely, 100%. I agree. I agree. The hard work all day. Yes. It's not a face up to that. It's not a matter. It's like every day. David, lovely.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being so I can hear you. I could hear you.
Why can't it be today, tomorrow, Tyler's Bechiris?
Oh, I'm sorry. Watch this. Yeah? Crossed out because there wasn't enough time. So there are many possibilities. I crossed this out this morning because I knew of time. Okay. Some people say you should fast tomorrow.
Yes.
Some people say that you should have a siyum tomorrow. Yes. Since anyway you're not going to fast, have a siyum tomorrow.
Yes. I remember asking Rabbi Knobelowitz because my wife had a miscarriage and then she had a bechor.
Yes.
So do I have to fast? Though?
Yes.
He said, yes, you do.
Really?
But I was obviously a siyum. What was the reason for Tanis bechor in the first place? Sorry, I missed your first opening remark.
I'm not questioning it.
Why is it Tanis bechor?
Because in Mitzrayim, I'll explain to you in a minute. Because in Mitzrayim, am I being recorded? Because in Mitzrayim, the Bechorim were aware that tonight there's going to be a gezeira on all Bechorim. And they were worried about themselves as well. And so they fasted to avert that gezeira. So we fast today as a zecher to that fast.
Why was there gezeira on the firstborn? They were going to lose it.
Yeah. It's clear either it was a gezeira on them or they were worried it was a gezeira on them. I think the second one is more.
Because
Trying off to answer today.
Is that when they lost their importance to the Kohanim?
That's it. Shlem Zalmus on that mahalach.
Yeah.
That's why they fast as a kapora.
A kapora for losing their thing. Or maybe they fasted.